FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
Wake up call, missile reach. I'm Barbara Cusack. Global cyber chaos is what companies worldwide are trying to avoid with the start of the work week. Correspondent Samuel Burke says the virus set in motion last Friday should have served as a wake-up call to keep computers updated.
If you already had this ransomware affect your computer, you're not out of the woods yet. Those people might still have to pay up or decide they might even have to throw out their machines.
North Korea's weekend missile launch has grabbed the attention of U.S. officials, as correspondent Alexandra Field reports.
This is a missile that went farther and went higher than other previous tests. Even U.S.-based analysts are saying that this missile launch appears to demonstrate that North Korea could have the capacity to conduct a strike on the U.S. base in the Pacific, Guam.
Pyongyang has claimed that this missile can carry a large, heavy nuclear warhead that could reach the U.S. and its military bases in the Pacific. I'm Barbara Cusack. The former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, expressed his concerns with our nation's foundation on CNN's State of the Union.
The founding fathers, in their genius, created a system of three co-equal branches of government and a built-in system of checks and balances. And I feel as though that's under assault and is eroding.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer weighed in on Democrat Mark Warner's suggestion to oppose the president's nominee for FBI director if a special prosecutor is not appointed to handle the Russian meddling investigation.
I think Mark Warner's idea is a good idea, and I think it'll get some broad support in our caucus. The key here, of course, is getting some of our Republican colleagues to join us.
Looking for a new way to combat distracted driving, lawmakers in New York eyeing legislation to employ a textilizer. Police would be able to use it to detect whether a driver had been texting in the moments before an injury-involved accident. I'm Barbara Cusack.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson, and there's breaking news this hour on the roads where there's a big problem in Prince George's County. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Where is the trouble spot?
Suitland Parkway, Bill, just inside the Beltway. The closure is in each direction. Terrible crash from overnight happened in a car fire. Three fatalities have been confirmed at the scene of the crash. It looks like this will be shut down through the morning rush hour. I'll have more on this coming up in the traffic report.
Now get ready for what's supposed to be the second to last of the Metro Safe Track surges. Five stations on the eastern section of the Orange Line will be closed for about a month starting tomorrow.
The new Carrollton, Landover, Chevrolet, Deanwood, and Minnesota Avenue stations are shutting down tomorrow. Prince George's County's Department of Transportation spokesperson Paulette Jones says the bus system
will provide a free direct express shuttle between the Landover and Morgan Boulevard stations every 15 minutes during the weekday peak periods.
And Metro's Dan Stessel says they'll have free shuttle buses from
all of the closed stations to an open station on the Blue Line.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Four of the five candidates for governor of Virginia are condemning a Saturday night rally in Charlottesville in which white nationalists carrying torches turned out to protest the removal of two Confederate statues in the city. Alone in not criticizing the rally was Republican Corey Stewart, who has made protecting those monuments a key part of his campaign platform. And for the second year in a row, Miss D.C. is the new Miss USA. 25-year-old Kara McCullough won the title in the pageant in Las Vegas last night. McCullough is a scientist with the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,897, the Nasdaq at 6121. Sports, the Nats salvage a split of their doubleheader with Philly. The Orioles get swept by Kansas City. WNBA, the Mystics open their season with a win. And the Wizards meet the Celtics tonight in Game 7 of their NBA playoff series. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for
all across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Assaults, robbery, even murder.
I was happy that he was captured.
At some of the area's most popular malls, a five-month-long Seven on Your Side investigation. Protect yourself from the seven highest crime malls. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
ABC7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Start off very busy here on the Suitland Parkway with the complete closure. Suitland Parkway crash happened right near Forestville Road. So between Forestville Road and Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue, you cannot use that in either direction. You'll be turned around. So if you're coming into town, stay with Route 4 on Pennsylvania Avenue. That really will be your workaround. Suitland Road also works as well. A serious crash. Terrible crash from overnight. Three fatalities confirmed in this, and it looks like the closure will be through the morning commute. Around the Beltway we go. Now that's where we have better news. No problems, Maryland or Virginia. So that checks out fine. Northwest, we also have an accident investigation closing Blair Road between Kansas Avenue, right near Kansas Avenue in each direction. That's going to be your detour point. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler today, but then temperatures warm up heading into midweek. Mixed clouds and sun and breezy at times today, mid-70s. Clear tonight, 54. Sunny, warmer, 82 Tuesday. Partly cloudy, low 90s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Dumfries, 50 in Gaithersburg, 57 degrees in Washington. Companies worldwide are bracing for more fallout from the biggest cyber attack ever. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, it's 5:07, and it is Monday morning, and it's time to get up and get started and make the donuts. Carpe the diem. That's right. We're going to do that. And we got a busy morning here on Mornings with the Mall. Coming up at 7:05, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. At 7:35 from National Review, it's Jim Garrity. Always entertaining, always fun. At 8:05, Joe Concha with The Hill. I'm Brian Wilson. Mary Walter, a little under the weather today, taking a day off. We are very pleased to be joined by Vince Colonnaise. Good morning to you, Vince.
Very pleased to be sitting in today. Thank you so much, Brian.
He's, of course, the head honcho over at the Daily Caller, and it's good to have you here this morning, as it always is. Start off this morning. We want to talk about, the search for the FBI director. You know, the FBI thing is just seems to percolate and percolate and percolate, and every day somebody's got something to say about the firing of Jim Comey. But let's talk about a moment the replacement of Jim Comey. The president has suggested it's going to happen pretty quickly. He says he got some great names, some great people being, interviewed for this job, and I think I could do this in pretty short order. So it's something that could happen very much. But some people are raising criticism about the fact that the Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, is involved in the interviews for the FBI director replacement. Some people think that's inappropriate since he said he would recuse himself from anything having to do with the Russian investigation. Democrats not happy that Jeff Sessions is involved. So should he recuse himself, or is this much ado about nothing? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Love to hear your thoughts about it. Especially this time of the morning, Vince, we get a lot of people who work in the intelligence community. They are work for law enforcement. They have strong opinions about this. Should Sessions recuse himself from these FBI interviews? And if you have a thought about who you'd like to see, because there's been some interesting names that have been raised, and we'd love to hear that as well. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Let me just say quickly before we go to our discussion about whether or not Sessions should be in or out, some names that are being mentioned, former representative of Congress, Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, former broadcaster here at Cumulus, acting FBI Director McCabe, the guy who's currently running the FBI, the number two there, Senator John Cornyn of Texas, a former Texas Supreme Court justice, a former attorney general from the state of Texas, and of course a senator from the state of Texas for a long time. Here's another name that popped up I hadn't heard, but I know the guy and thought he was a pretty good guy. U.S. District Judge Henry Hudson, who at one point was in charge of the U.S. Marshals Service. He also had a very key ruling on Obamacare years ago. He's a U.S. District Judge from the Commonwealth of Virginia. Just a few of the names that are being discussed. 888 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. As far as whether or not Sessions should recuse himself, no.
You know, Jeff Sessions, he sat out. His whole idea of sitting out everything dealing with the Russian investigation all emanated, of course, from this notion that he had a conversation with the Russian ambassador that went undisclosed. He later amended his testimony to the Senate in order to say, oh, yeah, by the way, I did actually have this conversation. But it seemed like out of an abundance of caution, to borrow a regularly used government phrase, he stepped away from this and said, you know what, I'm not going to be involved at all in anything to do with campaign investigations, anything to do with the very campaign that I was involved in helping get this president in place, Donald Trump. But beyond that, it seems a little rich for me to think that Jeff Sessions can't have some say over who the next FBI director is, particularly because there are about 6 million other cases that guy has to deal with that aren't going to be related to the 2016 campaign.
I don't understand why he should be his decision to recuse himself from anything having to do with the Russian investigation, which, by the way, as far as we know, I mean, just to be on record here for sure, as far as we know, there is no Russian investigation that implicates the President of the United States or the Attorney General of the United States, for sure. And so why in the world should he not have some say into the, and make a recommendation to the President? Remember, his recommendation is only a recommendation. The actual nomination is made by the President of the United States. And guess what, senators, Democratic senators, it has to be confirmed over in the Senate. So you're going to get your say one way or the other. Why should Sessions eliminate himself simply from the process of conducting interviews and making a recommendation to the President?
Well, simultaneously, Democrats were upset that Jeff Sessions recommended James Comey's firing. They were upset that he had any say whatsoever in the FBI director's ouster. And again, this goes back to Jeff Sessions. The job that the FBI director has is much more all-encompassing than just being one simple investigation. Jeff Sessions saying the words, I recuse myself from that investigation, does not mean that he's recusing himself from his job entirely, that he's going to sit out his role as Attorney General of the United States for months and months on end. The guy's got some work to do, and it includes heading up and being in charge of the guy who runs the FBI.
Yeah.
He's the head of the Department of Justice. So he's got obviously an innate interest in this.
I would say so. To the phone lines we go. Andrew in Chantilly, what do you think about this? You're on with Brian, and this morning it's Vince Colonnaise.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Brian. Of course he should not recuse himself from giving a recommendation on the new FBI director. That's complete nonsense. The DOJ, it heads up the FBI. FBI files under DOJ. Of course the Attorney General should have some say in who the new director will be.
Yeah, I don't get this, especially given the fact that the United States Senate has its say in this matter. I mean, if you have concerns about who gets chosen, it seems like that's where you get your, constitutionally, that's where you get your opportunity to weigh in.
Well, this is where I totally agree with that. And this is where I think Democrats have overplayed their hand, which, by the way, is kind of a good one. In terms of partisan politics, they've had a lot of opportunities to sort of grab footholds in the Trump administration and go after him for a variety of things. But they always do this, which is to say, now, Jeff Sessions has recused himself from this. That's already sort of like, wow, that's interesting. That's kind of a vulnerability. What does that mean for the Trump administration? And they extend that to, like, the worst possible scenario and try and frame it up as, look, Jeff Sessions is a horrible person. He shouldn't be involved in anything. And this way, and what this does by effect is they're trying to run out the clock. The more they can invoke, especially something, any sort of vulnerability that the president has or his surrogates, the more they can invoke that in the run-up to 2018, the better it is for them to be able to not only raise money, but to get their guys elected, to reclaim power in the House or the Senate or both. So Democrats at this point have taken a complete, and they have throughout the administration now, taken a completely political posture. I doubt we're going to see any sort of bipartisan cohesion at any point. Even if the president came out this week with an infrastructure bill, which is not on the table, I don't see Democrats even getting together on that at this point. Yeah. Now it's about 2018.
It seems that we have moved to that sort of scenario very quickly. Well, what do you think about it? There are those on Capitol Hill who say Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, should not at all be involved in this search for an FBI director. He should recuse himself. He actually said he was going to do that with regard to anything having to do with the Russian matter, and that would fall to the number two over at the Justice Department. But, the others say, well, wait a minute. Why should he do that? He's the Attorney General of the United States. The FBI director reports ultimately to the Department of Justice. Want to get your thoughts on it? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. More on this in just a moment. It is now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And already, Jamie, this morning, starting off with some bad news.
Actually, Brian, it's just terrible. A serious crash from overnight on the Suitland Parkway resulted in three fatalities. An investigation obviously is underway. Crews at the scene of Prince George's County say it looks like this could be through the morning rush hour. It happened around 3:30. Accident, car fire. This is going to be on the Suitland Parkway. It's just inside the beltway where Forestville Road crosses. Now, that's the intersection where it happened. So they're trying to block off the Suitland Parkway each direction between Forestville Road and Suitland Road. So you need to plan ahead. Coming into town this morning, instead of committing to the Suitland Parkway, take Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. That will be picking up a lot of the bailout traffic. Or coming around the beltway stretch, you can use Route 5 or head into town on 295. Another fatal crash from overnight closes Blair Road in Northwest between Kansas Avenue and North Capitol Street. And again, accident investigation is underway there. And the rest of the commute around the Beltway in from the west, Virginia 95, 395. You start off okay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is. Boy, the week looks a lot better this week than it did last week. We're actually going to, that big bright orange thing that rises, in the east every morning that we haven't seen in a while, will actually be back. Partly cloudy skies, high of 74. Tonight, down to 54. Tomorrow, 82. Wednesday, 95. Thursday, 92. A little cooler with maybe some showers on Friday. Temperatures in the upper 80. So this is a day you should go wash your car. Because you got, a good stretch here.
Yeah, you got a real window here.
Yeah, currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. It's 5:17 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
All right, so Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General of the United States, is interviewing people to be the next FBI director, make recommendations to the president, will then nominate someone. It'll go to the Senate. But some people are saying up around Capitol Hill, well, he shouldn't be involved in that process. He recused himself. Here's Adam Schiff talking about this over the weekend.
He is a part of the FBI director choice. Does that bother you at all?
It does bother me. And I think it also underscores, both why we need a special prosecutor. But also, if he plays any role in the interviewing of the director, he needs to absent himself from any discussion of the Russian investigation. And it's hard to imagine, how do you interview someone for a new director without talking about how they would handle and how they would restore confidence, public confidence in that investigation?
Well, in an interview situation for a job interview, you're not going to get into actual cases. You're going to get into what are your qualifications and what would you bring to the job and, what kind of experience do you have that matters in this regard?
Any FBI candidate worth their salt is not going to start speculating about the contents of a case they haven't seen.
Exactly.
They're not going to be sitting there and being like, all the evidence at this point suggests that you're totally innocent, Jeff Sessions, so I'm going to stay out of that entirely. In fact, we're just going to dump that case as soon as I take the job.
Senator Mike Lee of Utah also weighed in. He has a very different opinion about that.
I completely disagree with the suggestion that he has to detach himself from the process of finding an FBI director. As Attorney General, he'll be working with the FBI director in a whole lot of cases involving a whole lot of matters that have nothing to do with anything as to which Attorney General Sessions has recused himself. So I completely disagree. I couldn't disagree more with that suggestion.
And by this logic, shouldn't President Trump himself remove himself from the entire process?
Yeah.
If you think that Jeff Sessions needs to sit this out, then what's stopping you from thinking that, hey, maybe the president entirely should sit out the choice of the new FBI director and only be involved ceremonially insofar as he recommends him, nominates him for the Senate,
yeah,
or her?
I got to tell you, I don't understand the logic of all this. By the way, we just heard from Senator Mike Lee, who has been one of the proponents of something that you at the Daily Caller have been talking about and we've discussed here on this show.
That's right.
And I think it's an inspired idea, and that would be that they nominate Merrick Garland, the former Supreme Court nominee under the Obama administration. And I find a lot of interesting idea about that, because I don't think that he was ever a super liberal pick on behalf of Obama. His only problem was he was Obama's pick.
Yeah, in fact.
And that wasn't going to fly in the last year of his administration. But it's an interesting idea. I actually find, though, that most people, when you throw this at them, don't like the idea.
No, nobody likes it. Republicans are suspicious of it, and Democrats are like, wait a second. You don't get to win anything, and we're not going to come to the table just because you throw that name out. In fact, I've seen like Democratic opinion makers out there attacking each other for even suggesting Merrick Garland. So pretty funny. I think it would both be amusing and interesting to see if Merrick Garland could clear the hurdles that are involved in getting into the FBI.
How in the world
FBI?
Could you be a Democrat and challenge the nomination of Merrick Garland?
He spent the last year singing his praises.
Yeah, that's right, and angry because he wasn't considered for the Supreme Court job, and that he wasn't given a hearing, and he wasn't seriously considered. But you know what? What I noticed about all that was that when I watched, he went around anyway and did interviews, even with Republicans, and had courtesy calls.
Right.
Even though it wasn't going anywhere, he still made the rounds, and a lot of Republicans walking around. He's a pretty nice guy.
Well, the theory at the time, I think, in part, was that Obama may have actually put a guy like that up because he wanted to make it seem ridiculous that the Republicans would walk away from the table from somebody that they'd find so acceptable. But if you've ever wondered the extent to which politicians can flip-flop within a short window of time, just look at the firing of James Comey.
Well, there you go.
I mean, the fact that Democrats so uniformly have been calling for his head, and the second they got it, they were wondering why it was on a platter.
That's exactly right. I just have never understood. Listen, more of your calls straight ahead on this. It is now 5:21 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, lately, whenever the topic of healthcare comes up, we hear words like uncertain and expensive. Well, what if I told you that when it comes to my personal healthcare, the words that come to my mind are convenient and caring? That's because my doctor is Dr. Jones with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Listen, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless. And as a patient, I know firsthand how the team at Principal Medical Group put me first. Experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care you deserve. I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health like I did. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. principalmedicalgroup.com.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous, and they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist.
two full business days before digging. Call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
The Pirates are going to have to work extra hard.
Line drive, base hit, game over.
Jason Wirth.
A rocket straight away.
Because the Nationals always give a pinch more. The extra bucks versus the greater Wirth. Complete game. Nationals Pirates. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on NASN.
Ain't baseball great?
It's 5:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Complete closure of Prince George's County, Suitland Parkway, as you come inbound right at Forestville Road, right inside the Beltway. Had a serious overnight crash happen. Investigation is underway. So if you normally take the Suitland Parkway inbound, you need to plan ahead. Looks like it might be this way through the morning rush hour. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Definitely a good alternate for you to avoid. Again, the closure of the Suitland Parkway inbound at Forestville Road. What crews are now doing is they're allowing outbound traffic to get by. So if you're coming outbound past Suitland Road over toward the Beltway, you can use the outbound side, but the morning flow of the rush hour inbound is shut down. In northwest to northeast D.C., as you come out of Tacoma Park toward Fort Totten, Blair Road is closed, also with accident investigation. Blair Road closed between Kansas Avenue and North Capitol Street. So your workaround would be either Kansas Avenue, New Hampshire Avenue, good option for you as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler today, but then temperatures warm up heading into midweek. Mixed clouds and sun and breezy at times today, mid-70s. Clear tonight, 54. Sunny, warmer, 82 Tuesday. Partly cloudy, low 90s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
Is the president fired at Comey because of his ties to the Russia investigation? That's very concerning to me.
You don't think he should be part of these?
I don't believe he should be part of this review process if he's going to have a true recusal. And as well, I think whoever the future FBI director ought to be, it should be a law enforcement professional. This position has never been politicized. I hope the president won't choose a political nominee.
That's Senator Mark Warner of Virginia weighing in. A lot of people think Jeff Sessions should recuse himself as being part of the process of interviewing and making recommendations regarding the next FBI director. What do you think about that? It's Brian Wilson, Vince Colonnaise this morning. Brian in Fairfax, you're up next with Brian and Vince.
Good morning. So first I want to apologize for my senator. It's awful person.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you for that.
But Sessions should not recuse himself from interviewing candidates for the next director. And quite frankly, the Democrats aren't going to be happy until they somehow manage to get Hillary into office. So whatever you give them, it's not going to be enough.
Yep.
So, and I actually would recommend the former Sheriff Joe Arpaio for that.
Well, there you go.
I've heard people say that.
I've heard people say that, too. I don't think it's going to happen, but that's an interesting idea.
They're mostly hardcore right-wingers, but I have heard people say that.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see what they do. I think that they will try to find... I mean, the idea of John Cornyn, I think the interesting idea about that is he's a member of the club. And even if you are a Republican and you don't and a Democrat and you don't like Republicans, it's hard to vote against a member of the club.
Yeah, I thought that. And then Jeff Sessions was nominated for
Attorney
General.
Well, that's true. Yeah. 5:28 on WMAL.
Do you have bags under your eyes? Do you want them to go away? Do you wish every morning that they would go away when you look at your mug in the mirror? Listen, bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of Americans. You're not alone here. But now there's a solution. Genucel, the serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Listen to what Susan from New Jersey wrote. I've been using Genucel for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared. Susan, it's not just you. I use it. I love it. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, guaranteed, or you can have your money back. Chamonix has now extended their amazing Mother's Day sale. Call now and get a free month's supply with your order. That's right, free. Order now. Shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. If you order now, you'll get a second luxury Mother's Day gift for free. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Who are Care Suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
Is the President of the United States taping his phone calls? And if he is, how do you feel about that? We'll take your calls coming up. 5:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. A major problem this morning for a lot of Prince George's County commuters. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What is the latest on this crash investigation?
Well, you definitely need to plan in advance if you use the Suitland Parkway coming inbound. The closure, terrible crash from overnight. Two cars involved. They also had a car fire, and it resulted, unfortunately, in three fatalities. So an investigation is underway of this terrible crash from overnight. Suitland Parkway, I'll give you the workaround and more details coming up in traffic.
A Manassas woman was one of two people killed in a shooting that happened on I-95 in Richmond. 26-year-old Cheryl Danielle Nicole Holland was among seven people in a car headed north on 95 when another car pulled up alongside and someone opened fire. Police are calling the shooting a targeted incident. Global cyber chaos is spreading as companies boot up their computers this morning following the weekend's worldwide ransomware attack. Technology correspondent Samuel Burke explains why so many businesses are at risk.
A lot of companies run software that's proprietary to just their companies, and so they don't do the updates because they would have to change their software too. So this is a message to all of us, to every company, to every individual, to know you just need to do those updates to your computer and you can avoid all this.
And experts warn the danger from this cyber attack isn't over yet. All but one of the candidates for governor of Virginia are condemning a Saturday night rally in Charlottesville over the removal of two Confederate monuments there. About 100 torch-wielding white nationalists showed up Saturday night protesting removal of statues of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. The only candidate for governor who has not condemned the rally is Republican Corey Stewart. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,897, the Nasdaq at 6121. Sports, it's all down to this. Game 7 tonight in Boston will determine if the Wizards advance to the next round of the NBA playoffs. Baseball, the Nationals and Phillies split a pair. The Orioles lose to the Royals again. WNBA, the Mystics open their season with a win over San Antonio. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are five times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody, but if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce, and these issues range from parenting to pensions, and they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years, so we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis, and that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front, while you protect us on other fronts. Thank you for your service.
Military members are eligible to receive a discount off Cordell and Cordell services. Contact Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Rent-A-State by Renters Warehouse is the new real estate for all, providing a steady stream of income and retirement security by renting out your house. But you know, no one wants to be sucked into managing a property full-time. 3 a.m. toilet tragedies, middle of the meeting texts, stressful weekends wasted on maintenance and repairs. It's Larry O'Connor here, and if your time is worth more than the hassles of landlording, call Renters Warehouse today. They'll rescue you from the workload and maximize profits. For one low flat monthly fee, Renters Warehouse will take all the calls, collect the rent, schedule the service pros, and ensure that renters play by the rules so you can get back to your life and, more importantly, build your Rent-A-State portfolio. Plus, Renters Warehouse offers free tenant warranties, meaning if renters don't work out, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. Enjoy Rent-A-State with Renters Warehouse by going online today for a free home rental price analysis. Go to renterswarehouse.com and get connected to your local Rent-A-State advisor.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into town this morning on the Suitland Parkway, just inside the Beltway. That's our closure point of the serious crash. Fatal accident from overnight and investigation underway. So inbound Suitland Parkway, you cannot head between Forestville Road and Suitland Road. You want to use Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue, that definitely works for you. Route 5 or even 295 into town. Outbound Suitland Parkway, that looks like they're going to let traffic get by. But the inbound side, the flow of the morning commute, that's where we really hurt this morning with this long-term closure. Also, Blair Road between Kansas Avenue and North Capitol Street had a fatal crash there as well overnight. Single car crash. And at your closure points on Blair Road, again, between Kansas and North Capitol Street. So Kansas Avenue and New Hampshire Avenue as your alternates for sure. And on Metro Rail, they're just letting us know that they had a train malfunction outside of Medical Center, but that's been resolved. But due to that, residual delays on the red line each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler today, but then temperatures warm up heading into midweek. Mixed clouds and sun and breezy at times today, mid-70s. Clear tonight, 54. Sunny, warmer, 82 Tuesday. Partly cloudy, low 90s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Vienna, 53 in Beltsville, 56 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. Coming up at 7:05, Joe DeGeneva. 7:35, Jim Garrity with the National Review. And at 8:05, Joe Concha with The Hill, media analyst. I'm Brian Wilson. Mary Walter, she's taking the day off, filling in here today, ably as he always does. From the Daily Caller, our good friend Vince Colonnais. Good morning,
Vince. Morning. Let's do it.
All right, so the question is, do you think the president is recording his phone calls? He sort of hinted that he's doing that. And if he is, you have an issue with it. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Look, I'm going to make this very quick. If the president is recording his phone calls, as he suggested in a tweet, you know, the whole story here, if you haven't heard it, is that he tweeted out saying, I sure hope Jim Comey, you know, tells the truth because, you know, somebody might have recorded the phone calls, is sort of the hint. I'm paraphrasing, but somebody might have recorded our conversations, and it sure would be, you know, a shame if his version of it didn't match up with the recordings. And then immediately people start saying, the president's recording phone calls? Well, that's Nixonian. And that's a, you know, is this a problem for you? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Let me just say this. In the District of Columbia, the law is that it's a one-party consent state when it comes to recordings. It means that only one of the two parties needs to be aware that the conversation is being recorded to be legal. There are other states, I believe Maryland's one, where two-party consent is required. But in the District of Columbia, One person is all that needs to know. And if he wanted to have a conversation, you know, recorded so that they have a,
right.
It's memorialized, they can get a transcript or something like that. Not unusual. However, it is going to cause this problem. Here is Virginia Senator Mark Warner again talking this weekend on the Sunday talk shows.
Listen, I don't have the foggiest idea whether there are tapes or not, but the fact that the president made allusions to that and then the White House would not confirm or deny, it is not anything that we've seen in recent days.
If there are tapes, will you try to subpoena them?
Absolutely. You know, now, it may be appropriate for a different committee rather than the Intelligence Committee, but first of all, we got to make sure that these tapes, if they exist, don't mysteriously disappear. So I've asked, others have asked, to make sure the tapes are preserved if they exist.
So, okay, there you have it. That's the problem, is now that there's a you've raised this specter in a momentary, heated tweet.
Right.
And the next thing you know, now the Democrats have got an issue. We just have to get the tapes. And if there are tapes, then it gets into a whole big thing about executive privilege and whether or not the White House has the obligation to release the tapes. I mean, it's going to be a thing. And
yeah.
It was self-inflicted and not necessary in my mind. And I wish he hadn't done it. Is it illegal? No. Is it improper? It's certainly within his right to do that. However, having now talked about it, you have made it a thing.
Yeah, and also it seemed to be it was a warning shot to James Comey. Don't lie in public.
That's right.
Because it may come back to bite you because somebody might have an accurate tape of this. Brian, you've come from a place like this of journalism too. You and I, we've been in situations in D.C. where, you know, if we're in an interview situation, it's one party consent. You can record the conversation because right. You are party to it. And it's helpful. It's useful for getting a transcript. And in D.C., among public officials, it's not uncommon for an aide oftentimes to record conversations that the principal is having on the side, holding a phone or something, because they want to maintain what they often refer to as an alibi tape or just a transcript of the conversation for the purposes of the administration all being on the same page.
Or to make sure you're not misquoted.
Right.
And, you know, that sometimes is done. There's no doubt about that. But the president of the United States was on Judge Jeanine's show this weekend, and Judge Jeanine, of course, raised this issue. Here's what the president had to say.
What about the idea that in a tweet you said that there might be tape recordings?
Well, that I can't talk about. I won't talk about that.
And that's it. That's all he would say.
Well, in fairness, Mr. President, you did talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's led to a lot of both your critics coming after you and then just certainly interested parties wanting to know more.
Yeah, to the phone lines we go. Is this a thing for you? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Jacob in Harper's Ferry, start us off. You're on with Brian, and this morning it's Vince Colonnaise.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
So when Trump first took office, didn't a whole bunch of transcripts from phone calls get leaked?
Yes.
Yes.
So when Trump says that there may be recordings, may not be him that's recording him, it's the NSA recording him.
This is an excellent point, and one that I thought of the second I saw him tweet that Friday morning.
Yeah.
Which is that some of his conversations with foreign leaders were leaked. Now, in those situations, oftentimes the foreign government was blamed or credited.
Well, here's this thing. If the NSA has a tape recording of a conversation with the president and a foreign leader, it's because all conversations that go overseas are captured by the NSA. And then they're not. This is this whole thing about incidental, recording of or capture. And whether or not the U.S. citizen should be unmasked. I mean, that's where we get into all that stuff. It is not unusual. If you make a call overseas, there's a pretty good chance there's a tape recording of it somewhere captured by the NSA. And then, you know, then the question is, does it rise to the level of whether or not it grabs anybody's attention? And was it improper of people to release that? Yes. But this would not have been a foreign phone call if he was talking to James Comey, unless Comey happened to be out of the country at the time.
And this point that it may be somebody else's recording lends itself to the way that Trump tweeted it. Because oftentimes the president, if he had something like that, would be like, James Comey, better be careful. I've got recordings. He didn't use active voice. He was like, there may be recordings. They may exist. So that's suggestive of the fact that he's suspicious of whether recordings exist.
Look, I have a feeling that this is going to be an ill-considered tweet. I wish he had thought that one through a little bit, because it's going to be a thing now with Democrats. Whether or not it really is a thing or not, it becomes a thing because he raised this as a specter. It's 543 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. More than 60 military children were given the opportunity to experience what their parents go through when they deploy overseas during the recent Junior Raptor Deployment Experience event at Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida. The Junior Raptor program benefits military children from grades 1 through 12 by providing educational and hands-on activities related to what their parents do to support the Tyndall mission. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Selling your home is one of the only events in your life when thousands of dollars can be gained or lost with the stroke of a pen. What other investment have you sold that's any larger, right? It's Larry O'Connor here, and that's why I love recommending my real estate agents, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are battle-tested professionals, and they know how to put the most money in your pocket. You see, they already have the buyers. Get this, the Reynolds Team recently sold a home in Herndon in just 5 days for $20,000 over the asking price. It doesn't matter the size or price range. The Reynolds Team delivers the results you need. If you're thinking of calling another agent to sell your home, please, my strong advice is to get the second opinion of absolute pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds Team direct. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy start to the commute with the closure of the Suitland Parkway. Had a terrible crash from overnight resulting in three fatalities. Investigation ongoing. Suitland Parkway is coming inbound between Forestville Road and Suitland Road will not be accessible to you. Outbound, however, they are allowing outbound lanes to get through. So Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue will pick up some of the extra volume this morning for sure as one of the bailout routes avoiding the Suitland Parkway closure. Also, if you're coming out of Tacoma Park and head down toward Fort Totten, you take Blair Road. That stretch of Blair Road between Kansas Avenue and North Capitol Street, that's closed. Accident investigation there had a fatal crash overnight there, too. So expect Blair Road to be closed for an indefinite period of time, police at the scene are telling me. 66 will take you westbound through Falls Church near Sycamore Street. Crash to the shoulder, a little bit of a distraction. And coming eastbound through Manassas, starting to see some of the stop and go for the morning commute. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little cooler here to start off the business week. Mix of clouds and sun for us today. Breezy with a gusty northwest wind at times. Highs in the mid-70s. Clear overnight, mid-50s. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow, low 80s. Partly cloudy, low 90s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Amtrak.
This summer, take your car with you to Florida on the Auto Train. For a limited time, buy one ticket, get another for 30% off, and your car rides for less, too. Plus, kids always ride for half price. Book by May 18th on Amtrak.com. Restrictions apply.
Yes, it's here upon us, Vince. It's time for Critter News on WMAL, which, as we often say, is a certified fan favorite. And today, you know, I love bear stories. I mean, bear stories always are endlessly entertaining. And I take you to Roanoke County, Virginia, where on Thursday morning, Ryan and Beth McClanahan, they're just sitting around, I guess, having a cup of coffee on Thursday morning. All of a sudden, outside their home there in Roanoke County, they hear the honking of a horn. And you know, and it's just the horn is just going crazy.
Whose horn?
Well, I guess it was they went outside to find out who's honking the horn.
Yes.
What's going on here in our front yard? Why is somebody honking a horn? And what they found was that their SUV was there, and inside the SUV was a bear. I mean, the bear had gotten into the SUV. Now, here's the thing. Normally, you would think, well, was a window open? You know, somehow did the bear crawl in, thinking, smelling some food inside the car, whatever it was. Apparently, because it was misty, they were able to see the bear's paw prints on the side of the car, and it appears the bear just opened the door to the car and crawled in.
So it was their own car.
It's their own car, nice. And the bear literally opened the door and crawls in, and the door closes behind him.
Well, that'll give you pause.
And so they go out there, and they're trying to figure out, oh my gosh, there's a bear in our SUV. What are we going to do? So they got up close to it, and every time they would get close, the bear would like slap at the window, and they would run away scared. And finally, I guess what they did was they found a way to open up the rear door of the vehicle in a way that they were sort of protected by the door. And as soon as the doors opened, man, that bear took off through the woods. It didn't want to have anything more to do with that SUV.
It was a regular outlaw.
Yeah. The SUV was absolutely demolished on the inside. I mean, it was torn to shreds.
Of course.
Because, you know, the bears, that's just doing what a bear does.
Have you seen what dogs do to some SUVs? Yeah. Bears can just completely take over.
Yeah, so, you know, it was an unbearable situation there in Roanoke County, Virginia, when the bear got into your SUV. Yeah,
there was a boo-boo on the car.
Well, that's right. Hey, boo-boo. and here from Florida, they're talking about, it's in Mississippi, but it's a Florida woman who claims that a camel at the home of Confederate President Jefferson Davis attacked her at a Mississippi tourist attraction in 2015.
Of course this happened in Florida. A Florida camel attack.
No, it's actually Mississippi, but a Florida woman. Oh. She's suing the United Sons of the Confederate Veterans.
Well, there you go.
Because they run this plantation, and apparently the camel, I don't know why there was a camel there, but apparently the camel attacked this woman and bit her.
Yes.
They say the camel behaved dangerously.
So this goes back to my original point. I'm sorry. It's a Florida woman. And if you're from Florida, chances are you'll be involved in a bizarre crime.
Yes, it happens. I mean, it's always somehow these weird things have some connection to Florida, it seems.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, apparently there's a lawsuit. And by the way, the camel's name is Sir Camelot.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
You're right. Yeah. Well, that talk about a hump day.
The woman claims she was mentally and physically injured, and actually, it not only did it bit her, it also apparently attacked her, fracturing her wrist and vertebrae.
Oof. Well, so, she'd need a pack of camels after that experience.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's one mean camel. 551 on WMAL. Time to check in with El Rushbo.
Folks, you remember Corinne Brown? For over 20 years, she represented Jacksonville, Florida in Congress. She was a prominent member of the Congressional Black Caucasians until she lost her Democrat primary just last August. Well, Ms. Brown had her day in court last week. She faced 22 federal charges involving theft of money from an unregistered Virginia-based charity. She was found not guilty on 4 of the charges, but on the remaining 18 counts, it's bad news. Conspiracy, guilty. 5 counts of mail fraud, guilty. 7 counts of wire fraud, guilty. 1 count of scheming to conceal material facts, guilty. 1 count of obstruction of IRS laws, guilty. 3 tax fraud charges, guilty. It was ugly, folks. Now, the charity was called the One Door for Education Foundation, but when that door was opened, it led right to Corinne Brown's own pocketbook. Hundreds of thousands of dollars meant to help the children were instead used to pay for Corinne's parties and her trips. After the verdict, Ms. Brown appeared to be shocked. Understandably, the Clinton Crime Family Foundation took in millions in payoffs. They spent hardly anything on charity work, and Hillary got to run for president. Well, Corinne tried to run with the big dogs, same way, but she's facing the slammer. How come? Well, anyway, just remember this, folks. When elected Democrats tell you that charity begins at home, they want the cash to end up in their homes, not at the charity.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Imagine that I only gave you part of a news story. Be pretty hard to follow, right? Well, that's exactly what happens when you rely on your credit card and bank statements to protect your identity. I mean, sure, your bank can help detect credit card fraud, but not the many other ways your identity can be stolen, like when somebody opens a new account or applies for an online loan in your name. That's why there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can get more comprehensive identity protection than you can get anywhere else. Join now. Get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/Rush or call them. 800-440-4833. Use the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com/Rush and save 10%.
This National Military Appreciation Month moment is brought to you by the University of Maryland University College. Many events across the U.S. take place on Armed Forces Day to honor Americans in uniform who serve their country in times of war and peace. Members who are honored on this day include those who serve in the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, and Coast Guard. National Guard and Reserve units may celebrate Armed Forces Day over any period in May because of their unique training schedules. Armed Forces Day is Saturday, May 20th.
This National Military Appreciation Month, University of Maryland University College salutes the members of our military who inspire us in their daily service. UMUC graduate and veteran Monique Wardrick is one such military hero. As a transportation entitlements counselor, Monique was motivated by her desire to provide a superior level of service to her fellow airmen. She worked with her superiors to develop an individualized relocation plan tailored to the needs of each transitioning airman. This personal approach helped ease the stress on her fellow airmen during times of life changes. It's actions like this that make a difference in people's lives, and for that, UMUC salutes Monique. Since 1947, serving the military has been in our DNA. Join us this month in sharing a story about a service member who made a positive impact in your life at #MilitaryHeroes. Read our hero stories at umuc.edu/militaryheroes. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
It is 5:55 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy start to our Monday morning. Couple early closures. Serious accident closes the Suitland Parkway inbound at Forestville Road. That is shut down. Accident investigation. Route 4 is going to pick up a lot of the bailout traffic, so plan accordingly. Whether you always use Route 4, you'll have more commuters with you. Or if you use the Suitland Parkway inbound inside the Beltway, you'll need to plan for your alternate. Also, come out of Tacoma Park into Fort Cotton. Blair Road is closed each direction between Kansas Avenue and North Capitol Street. Had a fatal crash there. An investigation is ongoing. Now let's go to Laurel, where the closure is still in place and they can't determine how long this is going to be, so we need to plan for 197 Laurel Bowie Road, just east of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That's closed. Essentially, that puts it right between Snowden Road and Powder Mill Road. Pole and wires down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little cooler here to start off the business week. Mix of clouds and sun for us today. Breezy with a gusty northwest wind at times. Highs in the mid-70s. Clear overnight, mid-50s. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow, low 80s. Partly cloudy, low 90s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees, 557.
Hey, it's Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, and you've been hearing about my progress since January 1st. And I have to say that losing weight, seeing, feeling progress every single week on the EMP 180 program has been such a fun and exciting journey. Now, that's not the norm when you're trying to lose weight, especially losing weight on your own, right? It's tough. So I'm happy to say, can I have a drum roll here? I hit my ideal empowered weight for me. I'm now an EMP graduate. All my numbers have aligned correctly. I'm down over 30 pounds. I did it. Now on to the second part of the Empowered Weight program, maintenance. I'm not worried because EMP 180 will never leave you. My body composition numbers are where they should be, and my metabolism is firing like a well-tuned engine. With EMP, I've got this. Do EMP 180 like I did. Get it done. Get to the healthy body you need. Call them today. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. 703-992-0620.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous, and they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair, and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all-female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse. And you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Coming up on WMAL, have you heard about this malware attack that's going on around the world? You got to pay money or your computer starts chewing up all your files. Would you pay the ransom? Also, the president said he wants to start doing press conferences, perhaps, and change the way his messaging is being handled. Is that a good idea or a recipe for disaster?
More president at the podium? I like that.
It's all straight ahead, right?